I'm the only Joe Biden fan here.
The only Joe Biden fan at Joe Biden's acceptance speech?
Everybody down there is Trump people.
So you're the only Joe Biden...
There's probably maybe four of us, but I don't know who's better at.
So you're at Joe Biden's acceptance speech in Delaware, and there's no one here to support Joe Biden?
I'm here.
With Antifa burning down the Pacific Northwest and Black Lives Matter just picking up the slack and burning down all the other cities, I didn't think that the Democrats could support anything worse until I watched the Democratic National Convention, which is going on in Milwaukee, which you might not know. And we're going to be exposing how ridiculous they've become. They're absolutely not living in this world. This isn't even a partisan video. It's just when you watch what we're about to see, you're going to say, what the hell is going on? And with that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer, on the worst show on Blaze TV and possibly the internet. As you know, you might remember I used to call myself a gay black woman, but this is 2020, guys. We have COVID. We have race wars. Now I am just unsure. I'm in a gender identity crisis. In fact, I'm in a humanoid identity crisis. What even am I? A little bit like Joe Biden. I don't know who I am and where I am all the time.
Hey, everyone. I'm Joe Biden's husband.
But I don't want to knock him anymore. we're going to talk a little bit about these most insane videos that went on. Check out this video, for instance, from Michelle Obama, just introducing us to the wonderful platform that the Democrats stand for.
We know that what's going on in this country is just not right. A lot of struggle and injustice. Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head.
Oh, boo-hoo! Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Yes, you're all racists. You're all bigots. That's all the Democrats stand for today. They're against things. They're isms. We're against everything, but are they for anyone, really? Do they stand for anything? And also, we're going to fact check her in a moment, but I know I need energy for this, and so do you. That's why if you want to be a good person, you need to buy Black Rifle Coffee. I know a lot of you are wondering, how do I help myself in life? Do I pay off my credit card debt? Do I buy a home? Do I get into a new relationship? Those are all good ideas, but you know what's a better idea? If you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive, you can actually find out how to drink the best cup of coffee in America. This is a freedom-loving roast in every single sip. They have whole beans, ground roast, they have coffee rounds for your Keurig, but most importantly, guys, they also have my favorite new canned coffee for when you're on the road. They have two flavors. I like the one, the cream with espresso. But most importantly, this is a veteran-owned and veteran-operated company. Why support other brands like Starbucks, which also tastes like crap, but at the same time, they donate money to all types of weird leftist organizations. Black Rifle Coffee Company is not even politically motivated. They just donate to police, to first responders, to vets. They support Americans and support the show. So check it out. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive. I would use my code in the description to get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Check out the Black Rifle Coffee Club. It's actually the best thing. One of my friends just bought it as well. I recommend it. Get whatever you want shipped right to your door. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to go to the coffee shop. And you never run out of the best damn cup of coffee America has to offer. Now, unfortunately for Michelle, we have this story here from the AP News. Fact checked, Michelle Obama and kids in cages. What the Democrats don't realize is the problems they create, they blame the right for. They really do. I'm not even a pro-Republican guy. I think the Republican Party is corrupt in a lot of ways. But most importantly, listen to this. Washington, Michelle Obama assailed President Trump on Monday for ripping migrant children from their parents and throwing them into cages, picking up on a frequent and distorted point made widely by Democrats. And she's right that Trump now suspended policy at the U.S.-Mexico border, separated thousands of children from their families in ways that had not been done before. But what she did not say is that the very same cages were built and used in her husband's administration for the same purpose of holding migrant kids temporarily. And a look at her remark in the keynote address at the opening night of the remote Democratic National Convention is, unfortunately for the Democrats, they continually talk about all these terrible atrocities in the world, forgetting the fact that pretty much all racism, the Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow laws, divisions, modern race wars, suppression of blacks, black poverty were pretty much all designed and created. No, wait, they were all designed and created by the Democrat Party. And so it's really interesting that knowing that they stand on a throne of lies, they have not much to say to us. So they did bring in this weird performance. I'm going to show you this. This is Billy Porter. You know him as the brave and stunning black man. So brave. So stunning as he wore a dress at the 2019 Oscars. And then at the Met Gala. Wow. Nothing says I'm a brave man than looking like a flagrant homosexual at an award show surrounded by Gates police officers with free food and making millions of dollars, but for doing it.
Good night.
There's something happening here. It is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we start. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Like, I don't know who they think their base is, but that was disturbing. It really was. I mean, did you see the cha-cha-cha, the, you know, the moving the arms, whatever was going on with that black outfit? I mean, seriously speaking, this is a very disturbing video. Absolutely. There's not a lot to say about it, except did you notice the communist vibes? Also the fact that he was surrounded by Black Lives Matter wearing basketball players. I think he was dancing on LeBron James. I mean, millionaires in dresses dancing on billionaire basketball players, both black, complaining that black people are oppressed, not to mention their net worth, but also to point out that this is a black man, Billy Porter, that's speaking at the one of the largest political events in the country for one of two major political parties as a headliner, talking about how black people can't get ahead. So I'm literally watching images of black people that totally got ahead, way ahead of me, or most white people complain that they are not able to get ahead. I'll tell you what, as a homosexual, he might be getting a head later, but you know, that's an innuendo. And I wouldn't say that on my show. This is for children. Remember that. This is, according to YouTube, this show's for 7-year-olds. And so we have to restrict it to children. We have to restrict it to everyone because apparently this is just so inappropriate. The only thing inappropriate about this show is the fact that I try to be funny and I'm not. Or maybe I'm not trying hard enough at all. Anyway, the DNC also had pretty weird sound and technical issues. You're going to hear silence for a moment if you're on audio-only version of this podcast, which reminds me, if you don't have this podcast, please download it audio-only on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Store. It's great. We get downloads, and you can also right now click below, leave a 5-star review. It's free. It helps us out a lot. It doesn't really cost you anything. And so if you're complaining like, I don't really want to give money to the show, this guy's a grift or whatever, fine. I'm not asking you for money. It's a free damn review. Just click the button. Give us that 5 stars. Hey, was it hard? No, it wasn't. But I was hard from watching that last performance. It was really sexy. like, who says that, right? Who watches that weird guy in a dress and thinks it was good? Anyway, what a weird performance. Disgusting, disgusting. Here's Bernie Sanders having sound issues and then talking about his hands.
Are my hands showing when I'm up here?
Yes.
You probably should get off the screen.
I'm
going to
give it
this
speech. Yes, hello.
Stand up straight. Stop it. Enough.
Thank you.
Stop. 15 seconds. Okay, remember, no moving around if we can avoid that.
5 seconds. Go.
Good evening.
I mean, whose idea was it to live stream this event? After Harvey Weinstein got popped for raping half of Hollywood, it looks like the production value went down, according to Mike Cernovich, who realized that it's kind of hard to produce something good when all your producers are either being accused of pedophilia or of rape. which is the problem the Democrats have. They're courted by Hollywood, which is the most corrupt establishment. They're trafficking children, right? They're raping each other. I mean, it's really disgusting. It's so weird that the worst of the worst are who court you. But I don't want to jump into that. That's for another episode. So we don't know what they stand for. They haven't really talked about anything. We did get this one more pandering at the DNC. There's a lot of pandering going on, talking about how we're for the homosexuals, we're for the black people, we're for the T people, which are those ones that have the same name as a transmission shortened in a car, but we can't say their names because we'll get deleted.
A year ago, my safe community of El Paso was targeted by a domestic terrorist who murdered 23 innocent people, injured 23 more, and devastated all of us. His motive was racism and xenophobia. In the face of hate, we choose love. Siempre lo hemos hecho, siempre lo haremos.
You know, take your white guilt and you can shove it up your ASS because I don't care. Why should I feel guilty about being white? Why can't I be proud of my heritage and where I come from? I don't think I'm better than anyone just because I'm a white person. But for you to frame me like I'm somehow more prone to being racist because I'm white is absolute nonsense. Some of the most racist people I've met are Koreans. I always say that. Watch out for the Koreans. They'll upset your stomach with their pickled kimchi. But they'll also tear you down behind your back, possibly. And they follow black people in their stores. In LA, I'm telling you, the Asian shop owners are always following black people around. And black people complain about being followed. Don't get mad at the cock Asians. We're like Asians with the cock. That's C-A-U, not C-O-C-K. We are cock Asians, not Asians. It's the Asians that are really racist. Don't take my word for it. And they're the richest. If you want to steal their money, go for it.
The ad opens with this black painter with his face and shirt smeared with paint, flirting with a Chinese woman as she does her laundry. She beckons him over, acts like she's going to kiss him, and then pops a detergent gel ball into his mouth, shoves him into the washing machine, and sits on the cover. He then emerges as the classical prototype of a Chinese man.
We also have this weird delegation acceptance speech, I mean, clip, whatever's going on here by Joe Biden. I want you to note two things. Number one, how lost he looks during this entire moment. He looks so confused. And you're going to also hear that there's sound issues. Those are not from me. Those are from the actual live stream. And then at the end, watch as he puts on his mask in his own basement with his wife and his grandkids. It's just dystopian. It's not realistic, and it just shows you how out of touch these people really are.
Deliver an acceptance speech. Well, thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all. It means the world to me and my family. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I cut that up a little bit. There's a longer clip online. But what is going on there? Why are you putting masks on in your house? That's what they want. They want authoritarian control to make it look normal, like nobody's supposed to be around each other. We're all supposed to live stream, clap fake in our own studios in our house. Also, notice one of the clips had a blank square in because someone forgot. They forgot to connect the stream of one of the audience members. It's all planned out so methodically, so disgustingly. And it makes me feel sick to my stomach. It does. Makes me feel sick. Joe is being abused by people in power. It really is a sad sight to see. But then there's also this nice thing, which I will end with. I want to remind you that AOC was given some airtime strategically to attract the radical voter base, to hide the fact that they just nominated an old racist white man who's used the N-word openly multiple times. And Kamala Harris, who said she'll be a prosecutor president when she was running, so they elected a DA, a cop. The Party Against Racism and Cops elected a white man who uses the N-word, who has quotes like saying there are poor kids and white kids, and also talking about having his kids not grow up in a racial jungle. That is paired with a DA who prosecuted black men, helped incarcerate them. I can't get over this, but I know AOC isn't buying it, and that's why she nominated Bernie Sanders at the nomination for Joe Biden.
In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care, in el espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for all people, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
And there you have it, folks. Make AOC bartend again is the new slogan I've been seeing around. I wouldn't say it because that is discriminatory against bartenders, because I actually like bartenders. Thank you guys so much again for watching. Please remember the best way to support the show is we're censored constantly and demonetized and always just, gosh, if we didn't have lawyers and stuff, this channel would be deleted. I'm not lying. It really would. They've tried so hard to remove it. And I don't even know what's so controversial about it. But anyway, thank you guys, like I mentioned, for continuing to give us support. Go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Sign up for a subscription if you really want to support the show. It's the best way. It really helps me out a lot. It's a direct way to sponsor the show. And also check out the sponsors, Black Rifle Coffee. Thank you so much for providing support for the content that we make. Have a great rest of the week. Screw YouTube and its censorship. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.